Good morning, Rabbosai. Wonderful to be back with all of you. Let's begin. We're picking up on page Shin Ayin Ches. Shin Ayin Ches, a really beautiful piece we have in front of us today. And because Yehuda got so far in Amud Aleph yesterday, we have a little bit of extra time, a few minutes. Achas mitach belusav hayosem mutlachu shel Yetzahara. One of the more successful strategies of the Yetzahara, he says, is lahapil es ha'adam la'atzvos, to go ahead and one of the strategies of the Yetzirah is to cause a person to fall into the pit of despair. Al yideh, we spoke about this concept many times, that we often think that the greatest tool of the Yetzirah is to convince me to sin, but it's not true. In fact, the greatest tool of the Yetzirah is to lure me into the depths of sadness. Because when a person feels enveloped by sadness, despair, yeyush, despondency, they could do all kinds of things because they are profoundly hopeless. How does the Yitzhahara lure me into the pit of despair, sadness, yeyush? And this is amazing. You know what the Yitzhahara does? The Yitzhahara amplifies my deficiencies and my faults, magnifies, amplifies them. Umaster lo legamrei es kol hatov sheyishbo. So what happens is the Yetzirah, and I will say this, remember, when you got the Yetzirah, like I've said so many times, we're referring to the self-sabotaging mechanisms of an individual. So the Yetzirah goes ahead and causes me to go ahead and dwell on my faults, on my deficiencies, on all the things that I've done wrong, and to just ignore all of the good that I possess. Hein begashmius, ubeika beruchnius, ubazehu machnes es ha'adam lareshes shalo. And through that, ultimately, again, the Yetzirah is able to lure the individual into its trap. Lareshes shal atzvus v'shal yeush she'im lahem shum siba. I will say, now, this is a profound, profound idea. What the Mechaber ultimately is discussing over here is the idea that the greatest tool of the Yetzirah is when we mess up, because we all mess up, we all do things wrong, that becomes the defining aspect of my character. So I will say, what he's going to discuss now, which is an incredibly relevant topic in so many ways in life, is how do I deal with failure in life? So sometimes the way that people deal with failure is, my failure defines me. I did something wrong, and let's whatever the example is, you could fill in your own blank. You know, I did something wrong, and it's bad. It's bad. So sometimes what ends up happening is that becomes the defining dominant piece of my identity. When in fact, that is profoundly incorrect. I've done something wrong, it's true, and I have to figure out what to do about it, how to correct it, how to get back on track, but I have so much other good in me as well. This one bad thing does not define who and what I am. It's a bump on my road of life. The problem is, the greatest strategy of the Yetzirah is that when I fall and when I fail, that becomes the dominant feature, or that the Yetzirah convinces me that that is the dominant definition of who I am. I'm a failure. I'm a bad person. I'm a person who commits averos. I'm a rasha. What about all of the tov? What about all of the good that I've done? So somehow that often becomes obscured and eclipsed. This is a dominant theme in Rabbi Nachman's writing, that the Rebbe quotes the pasuk from Tehillim of Od Ma'at Ve'ein Rasha, like David HaMelech says. Every person has that Od Ma'at, every person has that little bit of himself, that no matter how much bad I've done in life, there is still some amount of me that is good, that is untainted. V'ilu hayo ro'es atovos halalu, hayo mechazek es atzmo, kimo sha'asa es kol hatov hazeh adhino, kimo kinyiske bevadai lazos od harbe tovo lahatzliach. Because if a person was real about themselves, then a person would say, you know what, I did something very bad, okay, I've also done a lot of good, and if I've done a lot of good in my past, that means I have the ability to do a lot of good in my future as well. Umameila hayotamid besimcha, and then I would be able to maintain my level of simcha even in the midst of profound life failure Why? Why? Because I know that at the end of the day, I'm good. I possess good. I'm a good person who has done good things. It's true that here I've experienced a failure. But at the end of the day, I've done good in my past. And I will, Amir Tzashem, do good again. I will do good again. And ultimately, again, I would be besimcha all of the time. V'shum davar lo hayalach yachal lahapilo me'asimcha hazos. This is a very profound mashal. He says, to what can this be compared? He says, La Adam Shiesh La Duchan Bashuk. Imagine for a moment, you have a little stall in Machane Yehuda. Right? So I have a duchan in the shuk, I have a shop in the shuk. Ushebachol regat, listen to this. Humarviach bo milyonim. Mamish, what happens every day or every moment, he says, I'm mamish making millions of dollars. It's a good store in the shuk to have. Right? Every moment I'm making millions of dollars. Uba echad umaschel laknito. And what happens? Can you imagine this moment? I'm running silver shuk in Machane Yehuda, and I'm making millions of dollars every moment. A guy comes over to me, and he says, hello, lo samto leiv. Achshav hifsadata kama alfei shkolim. Oy vavoy, ma ta'asa. Someone comes over to me and says, silver, do you realize what you just did? You just made an error. You just made a business error. And you lost 50,000 shekel. You lost 50,000 shekel as a result of your business error. Okay. Onel baladuchon. So if I'm the shopkeeper, so what do I say? What do I say to this guy? Zesh emadigosi. You think I'm going to spend time worrying about the 50,000 shekel? Ani oseh b'chol rega milyonim. I make millions of shekel every single moment from this business. V'chavali levazdeis es hazman v'lachshov al kama alfei shkalim. Chaval al hazman, right? That again, I'm not going to spend my time worrying about the loss of 50,000 shekel when I have millions to make by being practical. In other words, Moshe, it's a very profound mashal. He says, okay, so I made a mistake. The mistake cost me 50,000 shekel. See, here is my choice that I have to make. What's the choice? I could go ahead and spend my time focusing on the mistake that cost me 50,000 shekel, or I can engage in continuing to run my business in a forward-moving, proactive fashion that makes me millions of shekel every single moment. So which one should I choose? He says something amazing. He says, Yosef Ocher. So of course, I'm not going to spend my time worrying about the 50,000 shekel loss. I'll get to that later on. Right now, there's millions of shekelim to be, millions of shekel to be made every single moment. That's what I have to focus on. Yosef Ocher. So later on in the day, Kisha Egmar Yom Ashuk. Later on, when the work is over, when the business day is over, Esbonin Ve'inyan. Obviously, I made some type of business mistake, so I'm going to figure out what it was. So later on, I'll go ahead and I'll figure out what my mistake was, and I'll figure out what it was, so I won't repeat it again. But now I tell this guy, this nunnik who's coming over to me, right, hacking me about the 50,000 shekel mistake, get out of here. Right now you're bothering me, and you're distracting me from going in and making all of the money that needs to be made. We'll say that's the mashal. What's the nimshal? It's a very, very, very profound nimshal. Kachu b'chol adam. So we'll say, the truth is, this is each of us. Each of us is the guy with the stall in Machane Yehuda who makes millions of dollars every single moment. And halavai. Halavai by all of us. We'll say, but what's the idea? The idea that he says is as follows. Bimkom lihios atzuv mehaf seidim ulevazveiz al kach es zmano hayakar yochol hu lasos b'chol rega v'rega milyonim. So the Mechaber says as follows. We all make mistakes. We all make mistakes. And sometimes those mistakes are quite overwhelming and profound. So I have a choice. I could focus, wallow, and lose myself in those mistakes. Because the mistake just cost me 50,000 shekel. That's the mistake. But if I do that, understand, I lose the opportunity to make millions. I'll say, what's the making of millions over here? The making of millions is the positive, productive, forward-moving, dynamic spiritual activity. Ayidei sheyamshich lasos mitzvos. Vahari kol mitzvah u'mitzvah yoseh yoseh milyonim. So it'll say, the problem that many of us have is that in the aftermath of failure, we wallow in it. We lose ourselves in it. Because I want to tell you a little secret. That's often the flawed chinuch that we receive about what it means to be a good Jew. What does it mean to be a good Jew? to feel horrible about yourself for the averos that you've committed. That's and the more horrible you feel, the more horrible you feel, the more you beat yourself up. Ah, that's mamish. That's tzidkus. That's not tzidkus, I was saying. It's foolishness. It's foolishness. Ultimately, again, as we'll discuss in just a moment, when I make a mistake, there has to be an accounting, there has to be a reckoning, there has to be an analysis, there has to be an awareness, there has to be tshuva, there has to be all of those things. But I cannot lose myself in that dynamic for one simple reason. Because it's like the businessman who chooses to spend the rest of his day focusing on why he lost 50,000 shekel and gives up 50 million shekel in the process. The person who chooses to focus on his mistakes loses the opportunity to put those kochos in forward-moving, positive spiritual dynamics. Because, again, so I made a mistake. So what do I do? What do I do? So I can't wallow in it, because if I wallow in it, I lose the opportunity to do more forward-moving mitzvos. And every single mitzvah, shaviyosim miyonim, zem samecho, so, kimo shakosov, pekudi Hashem yishar misam chilev, ubishas peit shinayintes, ubishas hisbodidus, ubishas chashbon ha-nefesh, az yaseh chashbon v'yitakines kom ashlo b'seder. See, Rabbi Yossi, the Mechaber has already told us that we each have to set aside significant amount of time. Everyone defines significant. He said sha'ah, he said an hour. I don't know that we have an hour to do it, but at least some amount of time to do it. To dedicate to chashbon ha-nefesh, to dedicate each and every day, taking a spiritual accounting as to how I'm living my life and what I'm doing. During that time, that's when I analyze the Avera. That's when I analyze what I've done. That's when I figure out, ultimately, again, how to understand how it is that I made this wrong turn in life. There's a time for sin analysis. There's a time for mistake analysis. But that can't become the overwhelming dominant feature of my existence. Because the moment that becomes the dominant feature of my existence, I'm focusing on the 50,000 shekel business mistake and losing the opportunity to make millions in the interim. Lachem, ala adam lios chacham. Therefore, a person has to be wise. Velo lehistakel al harosh shelo klal. Rak yistakel al kol hanatuvos, al kol hanakudos hatovos sheyishlo. So we'll say a person can't spend his life focusing on his mistakes, but rather he also has to look at his good. V'yagdil osan, and amplify the good. V'yismach bahen ma'od kalayom. And I will say every single time I make a mistake, I have to say, yes, this is bad. I have to own it. I have to do tshuva for it. I have to fix it. I have to introspect. I have to analyze. But it doesn't define me. What defines me is all of the good that I've done. What defines me, ultimately, again, is all of the good I possess. As yistakel gamal osam hadvarim she'inam karei b'chayov, amnas lishtavdil b'tikunam. It's true. Of course, I'm going to assess that which I've done wrong. Because suppose I living a life of ignoring your flaws, or living a life of ignoring your mistakes, or pretending like I haven't committed bad things, but say ultimately only opens the door for the commission of those same acts again. Ushar hayom yeh b'simcha. There's a time to introspect. There's a time to reflect. There's a time to analyze. But there's also the majority of the day must be spent in a state of simcha, reflecting on the good that I've done and recognizing that there is more good to be done. V'lo yistakel aleihem klal. And never to chas v'shalom lose myself, ultimately, again, in just focusing on the mistakes, the shortcomings, and faults. Right? So we have to stop over here. We'll pick up tomorrow. We're going to begin a very important section about kas, about anger, and the destructive nature of anger. And we'll see many ma'amari chazal. So when we begin that today, we'll stop over here, middle of Shinayin Tes. Shkoyach.